Welcome back, everybody, to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Winnie.
Now, we're talking again today about New Year's resolutions. Yesterday, we learned what it is. It's a promise that you make to yourself.
Right.
Okay, so you have to keep a promise to yourself to do something better for your life, right?
Yeah, you make a change to your life, make it better.
That's right. You try to do something good, like you want to get healthier, eat less junk food, travel more. Those are some of the common ones that people make every year.
And then we talked about our New Year's resolution. For example, Joe wants to travel more.
Yes, I made one of those common ones.
Right.
I want to get out more, travel more, see some beautiful places. And Winnie, what did you say you wanted to do?
I want to try a new thing a week.
Try one new thing each and
every
week.
Just one new thing.
That's very, very ambitious of
really?
You. You're going to be busy. It's going to be a very busy year.
You don't think it's doable?
I think it's doable.
Okay.
You can do it. It's just going to take a lot of work, but all New Year's resolutions usually involve a lot of hard work. It's not easy to keep a New Year's resolution.
But today we're going to look at some of our other teachers' New Year's resolutions.
That's right. So we're going to take some of their resolutions and, you know, maybe you guys out there will be inspired by what they have decided to do for the New Year. Maybe you'll find your own New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can use one of theirs well.
It's fine to be the same, right?
It's fine. New Year's resolutions are all good because they help us change our lives for the better. Well, without further ado, let's get into our teaching for today. Here comes today's article.
A new year, a new beginning.
I want to improve my Chinese so I can speak Chinese more often. I want to write more stories than I did last year. I want to spend less money on food. I want to go to Europe and have a long vacation. I want to learn to cook Greek food because it's delicious and very healthy. I want to quit watching TV shows on the internet until 2 a.m. I want to be on time more, so I won't be late for work. This year, I will do my part to help children in need. That is, I'm going to buy meals for them.
Speak, 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 spoke, spoken. Robin's mother is from Spain, so he can speak Spanish. Robin's mother is from Spain, so he can speak Spanish. Story, story. The father always tells his children funny stories. The father always tells his children funny stories. Vacation, vacation. Emma isn't at work this week. She's on vacation. Emma isn't at work this week. She's on vacation. Late, late. Howard got in trouble because he was late for work every day this week. Howard got in trouble because he was late for work every day this week.
Okay, today we're starting off with our teacher, Angeline.
Right.
So what is she going to do for her New Year's resolution? She says, I want to improve my Chinese so I can speak Chinese more often. Yes, good choice.
I can be yours.
That should be mine. Right. I've been saying that for about the past 10 years? New Year's resolutions.
You finally give up.
I gave up. But I should do this. I should take inspiration from Angeline. She wants to speak Chinese more often. Speak is our first word, power word for today. It's spelled S-P-E-A-K. Speak. Speak means to be able to use a language like English or Chinese, for example. We could say Robin's mother is from Spain, so he can speak Spanish. Robin's mother is from Spain, so he can speak Spanish.
Ah, if we change that to English, this can be your New Year's resolution too. Angeline 呢，她的新年新希望，她是我们这个当家英编，她希望今年呢要让自己的中文更进步，这样她就可以更常说中文。那说语言这个字，我们用 speak 这个动词 ，speak Chinese, speak English 等等的，或是呢像例句 ，Robin 会说西班牙文。What language can you speak? You can speak Spanish?
I can speak a little bit of Spanish. I'm Canadian, so I can speak a little bit of French. Because
Ooh.
We have two official languages in Canada. And I can sort of speak Chinese badly. I should make that my New Year's resolution.
It's not too late yet.
It's never too late to learn something new. Okay, so that was Angeline's New Year's resolution. Let's find out next what Pat wants to do this year in 2017. Pat, now he's a writer, so this makes sense. He says, I want to write more stories than I did last year. Yeah, Pat's a very good writer. He's a very talented guy. He wants to write more stories. Story is our next word, power word for today. It's spelled S-T-O-R-Y, story. A story is a description of events that a writer will write down, like in a book, for example. Or you can just tell a story. You can just say it out loud. Like in our example here, it says, the father always tells his children funny stories. The father always tells his children funny stories.
Pat is a writer, 他是一个作家，所以呢，他今年希望可以比去年写更多的 story 故事。You write a story or you can tell a story, 讲故事。像这个例句的用法就是 tell funny stories, 就是说好笑的故事给孩子们听。
All right, let's move on to our next one. We've got one teacher, Angeline, wants to learn Chinese, wants to be able to speak more. Pat wants to write more stories. Erin, what does she want to do? She says, I want to spend less money on food. Oh, Erin, has she been going out to expensive restaurants too much? She wants to eat more cheaply, I guess.
在这个少一点花费少一点在食物上 she can maybe try to cook at home.
She can cook at home more, or that should be cheaper.
Right.
Unless you cook a lot of vegetables. Vegetables are expensive. I know they're good for us, but they cost a lot of money. I find, you know, if you go out to the food stands on the street, just the small places, that can be quite cheap.
小吃店。
Just don't eat at the big fancy restaurants or the Western restaurants. Those are expensive.
No.
So maybe those are some ways Erin can keep her New Year's resolution. Okay, so that's what Erin wants to do. Wants to save some money on food. Next, we have our teacher, Sam. Sam says, I want to go to Europe and have a long vacation.
Just
like me, Sam wants to go traveling, wants to have a vacation. That's our next word power word for today. Vacation is spelled V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, vacation. When you have a vacation, you take a break from work and maybe you travel somewhere else. For example, Emma isn't at work this week, she's on vacation. Emma isn't at work this week. She's on vacation.
Sam 是我们的一位中师，听说他超忙的，所以今年呢，他希望这个可以多放点长假，去到欧洲。放假呢，你可以说 take a vacation， 这个 vacation 意思就是假期的意思啦。或者呢，我们也可以用上这个片语 be on vacation， 表示去度假。那这个例句呢，就是说 Emma 现在不在公司， she is on vacation， 她现在去度假了。I want a long vacation too.
Yeah, everybody wants a long vacation. Everybody needs a break、mm-hmm. from work from time to time so you can kind of recharge and feel refreshed、
right.
and have more energy when you come back. Now let's move on to Mike. What does Mike want to do? He says, I want to learn to cook Greek food、
wow.
because it's delicious and very healthy. Yes.Greek food is delicious. It's really good. I don't know what makes it so good, but they have a lot of very tasty dishes.
And it is very healthy. It's supposed to be like the best for you.
It's supposed to be very good. They use a lot of like、olive oil, for、mm-hmm. example, which is very good for you. They eat yogurt a lot, which、is also very healthy. Not a lot of calories, very little fat. It's just got all good stuff
and
for
all
you.
And all kinds of vegetables.
All kinds of vegetables. So yeah, it's very good.And very tasty as well. So that's what Mike wants to do. He wants to learn a new skill, and it's to cook Greek food.
Wow, Greek food is 希腊的食物 That's very special. 不知道大家有没有听过这个地中海的饮食是最适合人类的。那这因为他们常常是使用非常天然健康，比如说像刚刚提到橄榄油啊，或是优格、番茄等等这类食材。Who else do we get?
Oh, we're not done yet. We've still got、Laura.
Laura.
Of course,、
yeah.
We can't forget Laura. She wants to stop doing something. Yes, you can make a resolution to do something, or you can stop something that might be unhealthy or bad for you.
Right.
That's what Laura is saying here. She says she wants to quit watching TV shows on the internet until 2 a.m.
2 a.m.?
She's staying up too late. And you know, if you do that, you have less energy the next day. You might feel slow and kind of...sleepy all the time, especially if you're watching TV shows on the internet until 2 a.m.
Wow.
I don't know what time Laura has to get out of bed in the morning, but if I was up till 2 and I had to get up at 7 or 8, that's going to hurt. That's going to be very painful. So she wants to stop doing that.
Laura 是这个我们最受欢迎的 Laura 老师，她说呢，她希望这个不要在半夜看电视看到这个半夜两点呢。That is very bad for people to stay up that late.
That is, it's not good for you.
我们可以顺便学起来这个熬夜 stay up 这个片语，或像是这个每天熬夜啊，这对每个人来说都是非常不好。2 a.m. is so late.Stop doing that, Laura.
Go to bed, Laura. Time to go to bed. Okay, now we have Tiffany. She says, I want to be on time more so I won't be late for work. Uh-oh, I guess Tiffany has been showing up late for work, not being on time. She's late for work. Late is our next word power word. We spell it L-A-T-E, late.If you are late, it means you show up after something is supposed to start or to begin. For example, Howard got in trouble because he was late for work every day this week. Howard got in trouble because he was late for work every day this week.
还有我们这个 Tiffany 老师，他新的一年是希望自己可以更准时 ，be on time， 这样上班才不会迟到。迟到呢，我们来用这个 late 这个形容词 ，late for work or late for school， 上班迟到或是上学迟到都可以用这一句啦。那另一句呢，就是 Howard 已经有麻烦了，因为他这礼拜每天上班都迟到。That's true. It's okay to be late for one time or two.But if it happens too often, then you'll be in trouble.
Yeah, you can't be late all the time. So that's definitely a good New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Elsie. Elsie says, this year I will do my part to help children in need. That is, I'm going to buy meals for them. Yes, there's a lot
of
people out there who unfortunately don't have enough to eat. Elsie is going to do her part to help fix that problem.
哇，这个 Elsie 老师真的非常大爱，很有爱心。他说今年呢，他要帮助需要的小孩。 in need 这个形容词片语表示有需要的，你也可以说 people in need, families in need 等等的。也就是说呢， Elsie 今年呢要帮他们买食物给这些小朋友。 Wow, that is very kind.
Yes, you can make a resolution to help yourself, but you can also do what Elsie did
to
make a resolution.
Others.
Yeah, help other people. She's going to help the children out there who don't have enough to eat. So way to go, Elsie. That's a very good resolution. We're almost out of time. Before we leave you, though, let's have our review.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Alright, 又到了我们这个快问快答的时间。Remember, if it's true, give me a cross sign.
Cross, like this? Okay, okay, I got it. That's true.
If it's false, give me a circle.
Circle, just like this. Okay, true, false,
ready,
true,
ready,
false.
Ready, ready.
Got it.
Angeline hopes to speak better Chinese.
Oh, that's true. That's got to be true.
Right.
I think it's true, right?
没错，她想更好的中文嘛。
Yes.
Pat wants to read more books.Than he did last year.
That's a trick question. He wants to write more stories, so that's false.
That's false. Wow, you're good at
this. Oh, I've got a good memory. I'm doing good. 2 for 2.
Laura wants to be on time to work so that she needs to go to bed earlier.
Yeah, she was staying up too late. She was staying up till 2 a.m. every night watching TV shows. But she wasn't about on time. That was somebody else. Trick question? False?
That's right.
You tried to trick me. That's what we call a trick question.
You're too smart for this.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to put one past me, all right?
That's true.
So these are examples of New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose it. It can be something really big. It can be like a big project that's can be ongoing for the whole year, or it can be something small. It can just be like, you know, like
a daily habit.
Like a daily habit, something small.
Mm-hmm.
I want to spend more time with my family, or I want to watch less TV.
Are you going to change yours?
No, I'm perfect already. I don't need to change anything.
What about your Chinese?
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, that. Okay, good.
You totally don't remember.
I already forgot. See, I'm bad at New Year's resolutions.Another one, I guess I want to spend less time staring at my phone.
Oh.
I'm in danger of turning into a phone zombie. I'm worried I'm going to get hit by a bus because I'll be walking across
phone
the street.
Phone zombie.
Yeah, phone zombie. You know those people that are walking around, they look kind of dead.
They look alive, but not really there.
They're alive, they're breathing, but they're just always on their phone. Kind of like a slave to their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to not be that.
That's a good one.
I think that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to recommend that to a lot of people that I see out there who are crossing the street, walking into traffic, staring at their phone as cars almost run into them.
Oh.
Don't spend so much time on your phone. And that applies to people who stay up late as well. I know a lot of people don't get enough sleep because they stare at their phone before they go to bed, and that actually keeps them from having good sleep.
Oh.
It's called blue light that comes from the screen.
Uh-huh.
And it tricks your brain into thinking it's actually daytime.
What?
So really? You don't fall asleep that quickly and you don't get that good deep sleep. So,
睡前不要用手机。
Yeah, another good resolution would be don't look at your phone so much
before you go to
bed. So these are just some examples. Of course, your resolution is...up to you. It's a personal thing. It's
a
personal choice. We're out of time for today, though. So until next time, for A-Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A new year, a new beginning.
I want to improve my Chinese so I can speak Chinese more often.
I want to write more stories than I did last year.
I want to spend less money on food.
I want to go to Europe and have a long vacation.
I want to learn to cook Greek food because it's delicious and very healthy.
I want to quit watching TV shows on the internet until 2 a.m.
I want to be on time more, so I won't be late for work.
This year, I will do my part to help children in need.
That is, I'm going to buy meals for them.
Speak. 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 Spoke. Spoken. Robin's mother is from Spain, so he can speak Spanish. Robin's mother is from Spain, so he can speak Spanish. Story. Story. The father always tells his children funny stories. The father always tells his children funny stories. Vacation. Vacation. Emma isn't at work this week. She's on vacation. Emma isn't at work this week. She's on vacation. Late. Late. Howard got in trouble because he was late for work every day this week. Howard got in trouble because he was late for work every day this week.